This is Mark Scheifele on his setbacks and most specifically his suspension. Mark Scheifele of the Jets.
You know, like I said before, John Rahm said, you know, the way we handle setbacks is what defines us. You know, that's what you have to do. You know, there's going to be setbacks in your life. There's going to be bad things that are going to happen. There's going to be good things that are going to happen. You know, and I'm very, very lucky to, you know, I have, you know, amazing people around me, and I'm a very, very fortunate person. So, you know, I can't let one bad thing, you know, knock me down. Obviously it's crushing to, you know, that my season was ended, by that. And I wasn't able to play in this series. You know, I thought I was going to be tried to shut down by Philip Deneau, and, you know, it was Department of Player Safety that shut me down. So that definitely sucks.
Okay, so that's the money quote right there. I thought it was going to be Philip Deneau that shut me down. Turns out it was the Department of Player Safety. I get where he's coming from. I understand it. I think we all like defiant, proud hockey players. Scheifele is clearly one. Like, I know, Borny, there's a little bit of lack of self-awareness there and lack of, well, I did this and can learn from it, et cetera, brain cramp, whatever. How do you greet that quote?
I don't know. Like, is it much different from a speeding ticket when you are speeding and you're mad at the cop for giving you the speeding ticket? Like, you were speeding. You know, to me, it's, you know, the Department of Player Safety didn't shut him down. He shut himself down. He made a violent, dangerous play. You know, I didn't agree with the number of games that he got suspended, but you leave yourself open to that sort of thing when you put someone else at risk. And he put, don't make no mistake about it, I mean, he put Evans at serious, serious risk with the hit he threw. So, you know, he's saying bad things happen to us. Well, you know, sometimes we do that to ourselves, and there's just consequences to the bad things we do. I don't know if anything was necessarily done to him here, and it just feels a little bit to me like he feels like he's been wronged throughout all this.
Yeah, I want to talk about the hit a little bit more, and I think it's, you know, everyone's general reaction. If you're driving and a squirrel jumps out in front of your road, you don't just hit the gas. Your natural reaction is to swerve out of the way. And I remember as a player, like, I would have guys lined up like that. I'd be like, you know what? I could flatten this guy, but I can actually hurt myself. So it's a very, very dangerous play for both players. And there's only select guys that make that hit. So at the end of the day, it was a bad hit. Any way you dice it, I don't care, you know, how many soliloquies Paul Maurice talks about the hit and the player and how great, you know, of a person he is. He made a mistake. That's fine. It happens. But you have to deal with the consequences and move on. It doesn't help to really now try to embarrass the league and make these comments, because now the microscope's going to be under Winnipeg, where they're not going to be getting these calls next year, or they're going to be getting more and more calls not going their way. So there's no real winning in this situation. I think you just have to move on.
Stu, let me ask you a question about NHLers. So I'm just listening to the Mark Scheifele clips and talking about how it was the Department of Player Safety shut him down. It wasn't Philip Deneau. It's a money clip. Like, that's the one that's going to get circulated. That's the one that everyone's going to hang on to. Do players really feel that way? Or are you programmed to always believe that you've done nothing wrong? If you listen to that clip, that's Scheifele saying, like, they're out. They're essentially out to get me. I don't know why, but they're out to get me.
I think it's because it's the playoffs, right? And usually now with the intensity and everything getting ramped up, it's almost the thinking that everything goes. There's no suspensions in playoffs unless you do something really, really bad. And I think the overall consensus has been, hey, this hit in the regular season is, or in years past, isn't that bad, but there hasn't really been a precedent. But I think it's because it's the playoffs. There's a sense of, hey, I can do anything. It's the playoffs. So I think that's probably why he's frustrated, because he's saying in his mind, you know, the rule is usually double. You know, for one game in the playoffs is two games in the regular season. He's thinking in his mind, there's no way that was an 8-game regular season hit. So I'm sure he's frustrated by that.
Borny, what do you think? Players really think that way?
You know, I guess there's a level of, like, confidence and pride, and, like, you're always the main character in the movie type of thing, where you just can't believe it actually happened to you, and you're the one that, you know, gets the hard punishment. I don't know what he's thinking here, but even if that's what he's thinking, he's got to be more careful with his words. You know, a guy was pretty seriously hurt. He, you know, it was a violent play. You know, this isn't a matter of, you know, this is a matter of apologizing. You messed up. You had a bad run here. Get back at it next year.
You see, part of me always thinks that, and I'll get to this point with Paul Maurice, part of me always thinks that players need that type of everyone's out to get me motivation. Like, when do you get to that top level? And we're going to get to this, you know, this comment that Scheifele makes about the Winnipeg Jets specifically. I mean, it's one of the things that we see specifically in hockey, this idea that it's us against the world or me against the world. Everybody's counting me out. It almost seems as if players are programmed, no matter what the situation, to always believe that they are the victim and that everyone is out to get them. The rule book is skewered against them. They don't get any breaks. That is just the default for everything around them. They've had to overcome, despite all these obstacles that everybody has placed in front of them. Like, I'm not giving them a pass on the comment. I'm just wondering how much of that is just straight up sports programming. That you need to believe that in order to compete.
I don't know if you need to believe that. I to your point, I think it's competitiveness that, you know, when there's someone in your way, you're used to having to overcome it, and this feels like another thing in his way, and, you know, to be defiant of and to believe just that, you know, you want to be out there, so you're frustrated. You know, I hear a lot of frustration in his voice, if I may play armchair psychologist on a quote.
Okay, let's.
Yeah, but I just want to add quickly, Jeff. Jeff, yeah. I just want to add quickly here is, you know, I think the league has a responsibility, you know, to make sure that it was a significant suspension, because what if they didn't suspend him at all? Can you imagine what would happen that next game where you can have some real, real bad injuries? And back then when I played 10, 15 years ago, you know, someone would have went and take a ran at Connor Hellebuyck and knocked him out. So I think they understood, like, hey, you know what? We got to put an end to this. Let's add a couple games so now everyone feels like they got their quote-unquote justice and move on and get back to playing hockey.